producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The radio, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And, of course, we've got Skype. Skype username's lrn.fm. We'll talk about the guy who's running for office in Florida, who is running as a Libertarian for the U.S. Senate. He has admitted to sacrificing a goat.
Oh, thank you, Libertarians. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, and this is actually causing, I guess, some internal strife within the party. The party chairman has resigned over this man running for the U.S. Senate.
Yeah. Excuse me. Sorry.
And so you can certainly share your thoughts about that tonight. Also, you can bring up whatever happens to be on your mind. Looks like there's a new ISIS video with a child soldier in it. Threatening Barack Obama. I have yet to find the video, but I will dig around for that. You know, there's always news about the video, but finding the actual video can sometimes be a challenge. So Ian and Mark here, and you can join us online, of course, at freetalklive.com, where you actually get to control the content of the website. So you submit to the front page of the site what it is that you think we should talk about on the radio and or what you think our listeners will find interesting. And then it gets voted up or down based on your input. So go to freetalklive.com and do that. Here's a story from the Orlando Sentinel out of Tallahassee. 2 years ago, Augustus Sol Invictus walked from Central Florida to the Mojave Desert and spent...
His name's Sol Invictus?
That's correct. Augustus Sol Invictus.
Is this his given name?
No.
Okay.
He walked from Central Florida to the Mojave Desert and spent a week fasting and praying, at times thinking he wouldn't survive. In a pagan ritual to give thanks when he returned home, he killed a goat and drank its blood.
All right.
Now that he's a candidate for U.S. Senate, the story is coming back to bite him. The chairman of the Libertarian Party of Florida has resigned to call attention to Invictus's candidacy in hopes that other party leaders will denounce him. Adrian Wiley, who was the Libertarian candidate for governor last year, says Invictus wants to lead a civil war, is trying to recruit neo-Nazis to join the party, and brutally and sadistically dismembered a goat.
Okay, so Wiley is the party chairman?
He was. Okay. He's now resigned.
Okay. Well, I really like Wiley.
You know him?
I do. Well, we saw him at the Coins in the Kingdom event.
Oh, I don't recall.
You don't recall?
Nope.
Well, I assure you, he was there, and he, cool. I've seen him speak on two occasions, also down at the Bitcoin event in Miami, at Miami Beach.
Hmm, okay.
And the guy's great. He gives a great speech, and he's a friendly guy, and in my opinion, would be the best governor of Florida if he had won, and he didn't. It doesn't surprise me. He ran as a Libertarian.
Yeah, sure. I don't think he even came close.
And
probably didn't even crack 3%, would be my guess, but I don't know.
I
know that they were making a big deal out of him polling above 10% or something like that.
That's great.
In some kind of poll. But I don't think it panned out for him even to get to break two digits in the election.
I wonder whether he is doing more to draw attention to the weirdness of the Libertarian Party here or just drawing attention to the Libertarian Party, which is a good thing.
It's definitely drawing attention to a weird character. There's no doubt about that. But the reason why he did it, I did read his Facebook update when he announced he was resigning. So that's actually how I heard about this.
Why news? Facebook?
Yeah, the news coverage came later. So he announced that he was resigning from on Facebook from the LP in Florida, and essentially he claims that the executive committee or whatever they're called there in Florida would not essentially rebuke this character, this
okay.
Invictus guy, and because they wouldn't stand against him, if you will, that he decided, well, I don't want to be a part of this organization. If you're not going to stand against this guy, who allegedly, now I don't know what his actual beliefs are, right? We're taking Wiley's word for it. This Sol Invictus, Augustus Sol Invictus, is trying to recruit neo-Nazis into the party, which I definitely would be upset about if that's happening.
Well, I can tell you that it's one of the things leveled at libertarianism on a regular basis. It's shorthand for, I don't want to have a conversation about your beliefs, so I'm going to call you a racist, right? So libertarians get called racists on a regular basis.
You can probably find racists within the Republican and Democrat Party.
I'm pretty sure you can, yeah.
I don't like the fact that they're around, but if they sort of uncover themselves, then they tend to not get treated very well when that happens. And so I guess that's why Wiley was surprised that the Libertarian Executive Committee was not willing to sort of eject this guy.
I don't know how good their the evidence is. You know?
I don't know either. And so he apparently also wanted to lead a civil war. Wiley says about him, quote, he's the absolute exact
civil
opposite.
Civil wars, I mean, I don't entirely know what that means either. If it just means that...
Sounds like violence, and generally...
It could be,
you know,
yeah.
And that's not uncommon for people in the libertarian movement, is to advocate for violence against the state. I used to do that, and then I changed my views over time, especially after I moved to New Hampshire, and I kind of got some hope back in my life.
Yeah, that's what did it for me.
And I'm from Florida originally.
But as far as killing a goat and drinking its blood, I mean, if you're going...
That's his business.
If you're going to do away with it, first off, I mean, you know, this is not too far from what carnivores do. People eat the flesh of cows and pigs...
Some eat it rare.
And chickens, right. And, yeah. You know, some... Steak tartare. Some eat it raw.
Ugh.
Some eat the flesh of fish raw. Do you not...
Fish, sure.
Yeah.
Not as bloody, though.
It's about preference. Yeah. In religious rites, people consume food all the time. Some of that food is the body of living, one point living beings. I can tell you that there are a good percentage of Americans have eaten the body and drank the blood of a human at church at some point. Or at least, that's what some will believe.
Hold that thought.
The transubstantiation claims that it's an actual body and actual blood.
Right. More about Augustus Sol Invictus here in moments. We'll see what he has to say for himself as well. But let's first go to Allison. She's listening in California online. Hello, Allison. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hello. Hi, guys. Nice of you to have me.
Sure. That's what we do. Go ahead.
Unusual topic to tell you guys about and your listeners.
More unusual than goat blood drinking? Go ahead.
Even more unusual.
I got to hear
that.
This.
This is factual. I wanted to let you know of the work of the Fireburn Doctor. The Fireburn Doctor. He's demonstrating on a global scale with public tests for free the effectiveness of an ancient technology which he's putting to the test under medical, scientific, and media scrutiny for the world's public to test on their burns and shingles. It's been in existence for about 6 years following a slander piece from the BBC, a bought and paid for slander piece, where he was accused of being a fake. Cut a long story short, he said to the BBC, well, test me, and they wouldn't, and that slander program stayed on the internet ever since. However, the Fireburn Doctor team are...
Oh, got cut there. I don't know what happened to...
I feel like we've had a call like
that
this
sounds
before.
It sounded familiar, so I pulled it up, and yes, there are some allegations here that this guy is a hoaxer. And a fake, I guess. I think somebody did call about something very similar to this in previous, I don't know if it was like a few years ago or whatever, but some of these stories are a little on the old side. It looks like Skeptic Blog has a piece about this, and we'll see if we can pull up some more information for you here in moments. I don't know if it looks like it might have an internet failure. Okay, here we go. This is Michael Shermer. We actually had him on the show years ago. You remember that? Michael Shermer, a skeptic? He's a well-known skeptic. Anyway, Mark, maybe you weren't there for that. The skepticblog.org, or skepticblog.org, rather, by Michael Shermer, can burn patients really be healed from a distance by phone?
No.
A couple of weeks ago, I was at a meeting with television producers at a Pasadena, California hotel when I ran into a man named Richard Green, whom I met last year at the debate that Leonard... Laudanow and I did with Deepak Chopra and others at Chapman University. With him was a woman named Dr. Marja Pronk, whom Green introduced as someone who can heal burn patients from a distance by phone.
Blonda.
Oh, all of a sudden she's back.
Blonda. Hello, yes.
Oh, hello.
Along.
Well, I don't know what happened. There was some kind of technical difficulty there. You cut out.
These are people who haven't tested it. I don't know what happened there, but these are people who have not tested it. The BBC did not test it. And Sherma, I've talked to Sherma on multiple occasions, he wouldn't test it himself.
Is now, the claim that he can heal burns over the telephone? Is that the claim?
No, that's not the claim at all.
Okay.
The claim
all right, well,
is,
good.
Tell you what,
if that was the claim, that'd be ludicrous.
I'm going to put you on hold. You're going to have to make the claims here in a moment because I want to know exactly what you're saying. Because that's the interpretation of Michael Shermer, who is by no means a stupid man. And I'm not saying skeptics are right about everything. I want to make that clear. Our toll-free number is 855-453. We'll continue with Allison, and you can join us here on Free Talk Live.
Molly's been having 4 scoops a day, and she has slimmed down and gotten this puppy look. Her coat has sheen. You can't believe it.
Oh, yeah.
Her breath is better. She's just perkier. It's just so totally amazing. She's a gorgeous Springer Spaniel. She's 12 and a half years old. The last 2-3 years, she was really becoming very old, very slow, was very sad.
I thought, oh, this is it.
I was driving along one day, and I heard this person raving about Dinovite. Dinovite.com. Dinovite.com.
859-428-1000.
She's got life. She's got energy. She's got stuff to give.
She loves it. She chomps it every last single crumb.
These ingredients are natural. The flax and the yeast cultures and the grains.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
We're on our third order now. We just want everybody to know about Dinovite.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today. 866-257-3105.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
855 450 free. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up all kinds of ridiculous sounding claims, and we're going to let Allison defend it here in a moment, because she says that the claim isn't that this man, Fireburner or whatever his name is, we'll get back into that.
Fireburn doctor,
something like that. She claims he's not claiming that he can fix people's burns over the phone.
That's good.
And so I want to hear more from her about exactly what the claims are, but I also want to let you know about how to save big money on your Amazon purchases. You probably already shop at Amazon. You know they've got a great selection, huge selection, great prices just by default. But what if you could save 20% on all the purchases you make through Amazon from here on out? What if that was possible? Well, all you have to do is go to saveatpurse.com. That's saveatpurse.com, and get signed up there through Purse. When you do that, Free Talk Live will get a portion of any future purchases that you make, and you get to choose your discount. So you want to save 40%? You might be able to do that. Mark, you just got 45% off a Lego set.
My son did, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if he's got his own account. I presume he was using yours, but
I presume he's used my wife's.
Okay.
I don't get to buy anything on the internet.
Got it. Well, anyway, 45%, that's pretty sweet. But 20% is the average. So, you know, if you are willing to wait, you can get more than 20% off. You want to get your order filled relatively quickly, just set it at 20%. You decide what the discount is. And so go to saveatpurse.com. The catch is you have to have Bitcoin. So if you don't have Bitcoin, you can't get these discounts. So go to saveatpurse.com and get started. Let's bring Allison back on the line here. Allison, you were calling about a person who the skeptics are saying claims that he can heal burns by phone. Tell me why that's not the case. Do we have Allison? You know what? We're having difficulties with our internet connection here. Maybe our board operator can put Allison on. Thank you, board operator. Go ahead, Allison.
Hi.
Go ahead.
Firstly, those skeptics are cynics. These are people who not have tested it. They only gleaned their information from the BBC slander that was from ill information because they were a bought and paid for program by Pierre Falani. That's a long story. It's the fact is that all these tests have happened since the BBC program. There are over 1,300 people from 56 countries, 52 states in the US, who've heard me or somebody on the radio, have heard about Fireburn Doctor, and have called in their burns or their shingles. Their pain's gone in minutes, their burns receding to nothing in hours, regardless of what they believed. They can think it's horse pucky, it still works.
So there's video. Is there a video of this somewhere, like someone's burn healing within hours?
Yes, fireburndoctor.com, and the film Rush, the documentary, which is on the fireburndoctor.com website, that explains, gives people a sense of what's taking place.
It sounds like hocus pocus.
It's
what are you doing? What is he doing, allegedly?
He's functional within a realm of activity we've long lost from our cultures. People need to see the proof. You don't have to believe me, you see. You can continue thinking it's horse pucky, but as long as you call in your burn the next time you're pulled out of a house fire, or whether you've burned yourself in the muffler of your car.
Mark, you're a fireman. You are dealing with fire on a regular basis. I imagine that you've caught a burn or two.
I've gotten a few burns. I'm just going to... Next time, you don't have to just call. You can text. You can text your burn healed in 30 minutes.
No, it's not how it works. That's just how
you... Yes, it does. It says right here, save this number on your cell phone and call or text within 30 minutes of a burn.
Would you like to know how it's working?
I'd love to know how it works, but I'm just saying that I can do it by text.
They do it pass through to the Fireburn Doctor team, which is a team that monitors that line for 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, for the last 6 years, nonstop, taking calls from people in emergencies, whether they're...
Or text.
First degree or text, and that data is then given to the Fireburn Doctor. Now, when I say about operationality within a field that we haven't even heard of hardly, it is within the biocontinuum itself, which is Carl Jung and Einstein territory. The biofield is a proven field, and he's operational within that. You are not going to understand it with your tiny little pea brain. None of us do. But the fact that you get to see
it
in your own body...
He says it's free. It's free, huh?
In your own body. Whether you're a cynic, whether you're a skeptic, doesn't actually matter at all. We've taken care of babies, people who didn't even know their data was passed through, and still, the pain has gone in minutes. The burn
Let me ask you this.
Hours.
Let me ask you this. It says that
to be true. You know,
I'm not saying it's not true. I'm asking you a question. So it says your name at birth. So, for instance, my dad was named Clarence Edward, but people called him Ed. So if he said, if he called in and said...
Your name, when you first were here, your first location data.
Why does that matter?
Because it's the only way to locate them. You're not going to understand this field of operationality. You can read more, and if you listen to some of the radio shows that have been recorded, there's deep explanations as to how this works, that you can be taught to do it yourself. Anyone can learn how to do this.
Well, you know, I got to say that if it's true that they're actually not charging people for this...
No, it'll never, ever be charged for, period.
Then,
we are very threatened.
You know, it's not as objectionable as some scamming-sounding stuff out there, right?
Thank
like,
you.
Texting somebody...
If you burn yourself, you know, obviously you're going to want to put some ice on it, and there are certain treatments that you can use immediately to handle that. But I see where you're coming from, that, you know, if you want to text something to some phone number and all of a sudden your burn heals magically within in a few hours, then that's
no, it's 30 minutes.
Oh, wait, 30 minutes? Did you say it was 30 minutes?
Burn accident, yes.
Okay.
Within the first 30 minutes of the accident happening, call through the data of the person.
She's saying you have to call within 30 minutes, Mark.
I see.
Yes, call through within 30 minutes. If it's
or you can text a picture of the burn, and the person and the burn. Do I have to send two pictures, one of like a face and then where the burn is?
Just the person. It's enough to identify them in the sea of consciousness.
The headshot is the face.
Right. No, she's saying as long as it's a picture of the burn, that's enough for him to be able to identify the person through the biosphere.
Yeah, not the actual burn itself. Not if it's a burned leg. We don't want to see the leg. We want to see the person who it is.
She's saying the headshot.
Okay, I'm sorry. I thought it was.
Come on, pay attention here.
I'm doing my best.
Allison.
Michael Shermer and what's the great Randy. Both of them have attacked me because for 11 years I've seen this on hundreds of people and animals, and it happens to be true. It's a bioreparative technology that we all...
Now, is there a conspiracy to keep this out of the mainstream media, do you think?
Well, yes. It means a bunch of people are out of business. Medical can't do this. The burn centers can't do this. I've had death threats from it because I've never shut my mouth for 11 years on it. And
death threats?
Death threat. Yeah, I had a death threat from a burn center owner.
Man, I don't even remember the last time I got a death threat.
It's controversial because this being public property as it needs to be, this will put people out of business.
What is public property?
It means owned. Anyone who's tested this knows it's true, and nobody can ever take that from them. It can never be slandered.
And have you tested it? Have you tested
Absolutely,
it?
Entirely. Okay. I went to see him in person. That's why it's so exciting. And
did it heal faster when you were in person?
I didn't go for burns. I went because I'd seen what had happened to a friend of mine.
But you have been burned and allegedly healed by this man?
No, I've never had a burn and used that, but I'm part of the person.
So you're such a believer, even though you yourself have never actually... Why don't you burn yourself and put it through the process?
Why would you do that?
To prove it's true. Thank you, Allison, for your call tonight. All right. We can't have a conversation. You're just going to yammer. 855-453. What do you think? Is it possible? Do you want to try it? 855-453. I'm not suggesting you actually do that. Free Talk Live.
Turn on the news and you'll hear stories of natural disasters, political unrest, and financial crisis. In times of uncertainty, how will you take care of your family's most basic needs? Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, has solutions that fit your family's needs and budget. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. For a limited time, we are sending a free freeze-dried meal to all listeners of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to alkavision.com to find out more. That's alkavision.com.
Dr. Joel Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on health care by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. Talk Live, you can join us here. And do you believe that last caller? She claims that she knows somebody who can heal burns from a distance with merely the photograph of the burn victim, and that the burns will be healed within hours of the phone call or the text. Mark, you said that apparently you can also text them, and they claim that they'll do it for free. The toll-free number here tonight, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE.
That's maybe they're creating a body of evidence.
855-450-FREE. Also, Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm.
I must say that I am skeptical, and I don't mind using the term skeptical because I don't believe this until it's been tested.
Right.
However, I think it's fair to test it. The question is that, you know, if you get, say, a first-degree burn, and, you know, you might not be thinking about it in an hour or two. It might not feel that. Oh, you know what kind of burns I get? Those ones on the roof of your mouth.
Those are the worst.
They're not the worst by any stretch of the imagination. But they certainly are common.
Yeah.
Next time I get one of those, I'm going to take a picture of my face, text this thing, and get rid of it by the morning.
Yeah, but those go away relatively quickly, right?
Not like, by the morning.
No?
Not that quickly.
Some really bad ones, because usually...
I just can't wait. I like my food hot, generally, anyway.
If it's not fixed in the morning, I don't notice it in the morning.
I've been called asbestos mouth by my wife.
I want to go to Glenn. He's in Philly. Glenn, you're on Free Talk Live. Do you buy this? Go ahead, Glenn.
Actually, you need to let your pizza cool a few minutes.
Yeah, I should, but I'm not gonna.
I caught the list. I just tuned in the last couple minutes of her. I've heard her before. She's, you know, presents, you know, the shtick in a fairly standard fashion. I, you know, tend to be skeptical, but I don't know if you really, like, I was, the reason I ended up calling in is because, to be honest with you, your behavior in communicating her with her seemed kind of, like, bizarre. Like, it freaked you out, and you'd ask her a question, and she'd get two words out, and you'd talk over and ask another question. Like, it's like it was freaking you out, and you were, I don't know, it was like you were afraid of something or afraid of being labeled a kook or something. I'm thinking, why are you...
Weird. I don't know what... I mean, I must not have noticed myself doing that. Mark, did you notice anything like that during that call?
She was getting back and forth between us, yeah.
Well, she was speaking at a normal rate, but... Then, like, I couldn't tell exactly which one of you it was.
Well, she was also talking over top of us. I mean, we'd try to get a sentence out, and she'd start yammering. So, you know, that door swings both ways.
Right. Well,
and besides that, we also brought her back from a break, so it wasn't like we're afraid of talking to her about this. We held her over.
I end up listening sometimes, calling them once in a while, and I'm like, wow, what's with them tonight? They're like, you'd ask a question, she'd start, and then you'd talk over. I think it was just a very unusual, just to come in on the fly, you know, and then hear this unusually, you know, this uncharacteristic, inefficient communication. I'm like, what are they doing? What's going on? You know,
one thing I think happens is that some people don't have sort of a cadence to fit with us particularly well.
Yeah.
And so, like, I was asking her about texting there, and she kept sort of denying it when it says on the website that you could text.
She wasn't listening. She just wanted to keep speaking.
And that's so that doesn't count as bad communication on our part when the lady wasn't listening.
I guess it was mutual. Or it reminds me of modem communication, you know, 9600N81. If you're not, you know, the parameters aren't synced up. It makes you crazy, like, especially like in talk radio, because, like, you know, if people aren't, what's the worst is somebody says something and they start to let their voice trail off as though they're coming to closure, and then you get ready to start to talk, and then they pick up again and they keep going, and then they start to, you know, it's funny. You have to have this, like, there's this optimal way of saying something and then stopping and let the other person take a turn. But
yeah, there's nothing perfect about trying to keep the cadence right on radio. There's no doubt about it.
I think she got her message out pretty effectively. We had her on for an entire segment. Her message was that you can call a phone number and or text a phone number with a picture of the person, or call the phone number and give their birth name, and that their burns will be healed.
Well, what's weird, I know. Yeah, I'm familiar. What's weird about that is, and I'm skeptical of it too, of course, but what's weird about that is, why specifically burn? You know, typically when you're talking about faith healing, usually like in a religious context, it really doesn't matter, you know, what the malady is. You know, you pray and then, you know, where your leg is lengthened, your hearing is fixed, or what, you know, it doesn't matter. But this is very malady specific. You know, it's very unusual.
Well, it's done through the biosphere. That's why.
She's like in like the collective unconscious thing, or so, you know, usually people end up talking about collective unconscious or Akashic record or something like that. But anyway,
Glenn, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate the feedback. You know, Mark, if it's hard sometimes for us, you know, especially when we're dealing with a crazy caller who doesn't want to stop talking. You know, it's hard to have a good conversation with somebody like that. But I think we still need to do our best to keep on each other if we notice that we're unfairly stepping on someone. And I didn't know, you know, there was definitely some stepping going on there, but I didn't feel like it was not a mutual thing or whatever.
You know, the show Free Talk Live has changed over time, just sort of the way that we do things. We came up in talk radio in the time of the screamers, you know, back when it was okay for people to yell at callers, just like, I don't know who Michael Savage did that at one point. I don't know what he does. I haven't listened to his show in years. But, you know, the show's morphed since then. But if we get somebody who's clearly bananas, we're liable to bat them back and forth pretty, you know, I mean, that's just, it's kind of one of the things you do. It's entertainment. Talk radio, to some extent, it's conflict-oriented entertainment to some extent. Yes, it's supposed to be educational. Hopefully it is educational. When someone calls in with something like this that just seems so out of line with our audience.
So
there's some places where this may really fly, but it ain't Free Talk Live.
There's a long, long piece over at skepticblog.org by Dr. Michael Shermer about this. I think he's a doctor, if I'm recalling the interview we did with him years ago. And he goes into emails back and forth between one of these remote healers. I don't know if it's the same person behind the Fireburn Doctor website as was being promoted here by our caller tonight. But there's a lot of emails back and forth between them. There's another one, and basically I'll make the point that he makes in the beginning, and that is that, and I'm sure that some people are going to see this as an excuse, but Shermer points out that they can't test this because of ethical considerations. Like, you can't ask someone to burn themselves in a controlled test.
Yeah.
You can't pay a college student $20 and have them come in and set themselves on fire or put their hand on a stove or whatever. You can't do that ethically within sort of science as it is.
I get that that's a difficulty. You would think, though, that, there's some things that you can sort of assert for yourself. Many times, scientists, type folks. The reason that I'm sort of against flu vaccines is because I was told the first time I got a flu vaccine and got deathly ill is really the best description for the way I was feeling at the time. I got deathly ill from a flu vaccine. I was told basically by some medical professionals, more than one, that's not possible. It's just not possible.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I may have been saying that I got the flu from the flu or something like that, and that clearly flu from the flu vaccine, and that's not possible. But, maybe somebody could have said, hey, it's possible you have a severe, allergic reaction, or some people get flu sickness or whatever it is that they could have told me. But as a result, I felt very badly. I did it again, and I got deathly ill again. I don't need to do this 34 times in a controlled double-blind experiment to be able to say, look, I get sick from the flu vaccine, and I can assure you that some Nimrod is happy to call in and say, you're wrong! You're anti-science! And a variety of other epithets that they'll toss my way. But, hey, if you get a burn for kicks, you just got to burn, right? There's not much you're going to do about it. It's going to be there as long as it's going to be there. Take a picture. Go to fireburndoctor.com. Take a picture of yourself. Send it off to them and say, hey, I got a burn. Will you fix it for me? And they'll do it for free. Who cares?
Well, it sounds like it's no big deal that they'll do it for free. But if you're not treating the burn, then that's a problem, right?
It depends on the burn.
Okay. Well, if it's a burn, generally you want to put ice on it. There's certain things you want to do, right,
They don't make burns go away.
Who doesn't make the treating?
Putting ice on it, treating it.
It'll stop the burning, though, right? A little bit. It'll cool it down.
There's some things
bit.
You might want to do.
There's some home remedies that you can apply. If it's really serious, obviously you should probably go to the hospital rather than calling this phone number and waiting around. So
text it to him. You don't have to wait.
Our toll free number is 855-450-FREE. I don't know if I would advise people to do this first.
Has this ever happened to you? You're applying for some type of loan, whether online or in person, when it's time to hit submit, your nerves spike because you're not sure you'll get the approval you seek. There's a different way to approach life. It's called Credit Success Secrets Revealed. Credit Success Secrets Revealed is a revolutionized step-by-step system that you can follow to get all the credit you desire today. We're talking about secured and unsecured credit, car leases, credit cards, and cash. Call 800-568-8960. Credit Success Secrets Revealed works no matter what your current situation, whether you've had bad credit, never had credit, or looking for some business credit, or any type of credit. Please call 800-568-8960. We don't take any personal information. Your personal information is way too valuable to trust to a third-party email or a website that doesn't answer the phone. At Credit Success Secrets Revealed, we show you step-by-step what to place into the financial computer systems that control your credibility in the marketplace today. We practically fill out the forms for you. Credit Success Secrets Revealed works 100% of the time. Call now, 800-568-8960. That's 800-568-8960. 800-568-8960.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period, with packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment, and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian
and Mark.
And you can join us online. Just drop by. Actually, no, I'm sorry, you can't. Something's wrong with our website. So you can join us online through freetalklive.com right now. But sometime later on, I'm sure it'll be back. Normally, you know, it's up. Normally, it's like, you know, probably 99.9% uptime. And this is that 0.1%. Ian and Mark here. We'll take your calls, though. Our internet is working here. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We have Skype as well. Skype username is lrn.fm. Maybe you are looking to launch your own small business. Maybe you already have a small business and something has changed. Your information has changed, your contact info, and now you've got to update your business card. This is one of the things that's frustrating about, you know, business cards. Is
you put the information down, and then for whatever reason, something's got to change.
Right. So, you know, it's expensive to get those business cards in a lot of places, but not at Vistaprint. In fact, we've got a code for you that'll get you 500 business cards. That'll get you started with your business for just $9.99. When you enter promo code FTL at the checkout over at Vistaprint.com, they guarantee that you will love your products every time or they'll make it right. They've got an amazing customer service experience, and they offer custom design services to help you design the perfect product for your business. Now, obviously, with a custom design service, you're going to pay a little more than $9.99. But, you know, if you're prepared to just put your card together right now on their website at Vistaprint.com, they've got an amazingly simple tool that you can use to build your own card. You can also even upload your logo to one of their existing designs, or you can upload your entire design. Maybe you've got that graphic. You can just upload that thing. It's super easy. I've gone through the process. I ordered some Derek Chase Victimless Crime Spree promo cards through them. And you can get this discount with code FTL. It's 500 business cards starting at just $9.99. It's up to a 50% savings over regular site pricing. It's a fantastic deal. So go and get started. There are tons of layouts and design options. Your card can really reflect you. So go to Vistaprint.com and use code FTL to get those 500 cards starting at just $9.99. As we continue here, you may join us toll-free at 855-450-FREE. The caller earlier, and we can come back later on to the story we started out the show, that this guy drinking goat's blood who's running as a Libertarian candidate in Florida. I do want to come back to that. But this lady called in, claims that she knows some guy who allegedly heals people's burns over the phone, or like remotely, basically. Like you can call or text this person, and they claim that they'll do it for free. But the thing that they pointed out here at the Skeptic blog, Mark, is that there's some real ethical considerations with actually doing this in some kind of a controlled experiment, because you're not supposed to be inflicting harm on people intentionally to go through the process of controlled experimentation. And in order to do this in a controlled manner, I would think that, and I'm no scientist, but I would think that you would want to burn someone in basically the same spot. So maybe, you know, two arms, right? Burn them on one arm one day, and then call this burn doctor guy up, and then see how long that burn takes to heal, and then burn the guy on the other arm, you know, a week later, whenever the burn doctor has moved on or whatever, and then time that one and video it or whatever and see how long that takes to heal, and actually compare the two and see if there's any differences, and then do that over multiple people. The only problem is, you know, there are ways to set this experiment up. The only problem is that most organizations that would engage in such scientific experimentation won't actually burn people purposefully.
Yes.
So that means if you can't burn someone purposefully, then you'd have to, like, hang out at a burn unit or something like that at a hospital and just try to pitch people on this idea, which probably isn't going to work very, very well. You know, people are going to want to go get treated rather than call some kook on the phone.
Well, the best thing to do is that to do both. Right? Go to the burn treatment center and then call the...
But we're talking about experimenting here, right? You can't do both if you're doing an experiment to try to prove that this
thing
is working. But you can't really do... You know, you can't burn people because you're not supposed to do that ethically. And Michael Shermer actually asks here in his blog over at skepticblog.org, if you have any suggestions, he says, on how we might do this while also meeting the ethical requirements of an institutional review board or an ethical review board that oversees the ethical treatment of human and animal subjects in experiments, then please let me know. Now, with that aside, when you do look for this person's website online, Fireburn Doctor, you'll get interesting results, including Don't Get Burned by FireburnDoctor.com. This was posted at the Rogues Gallery, which is the official blog of The Skeptic's Guide to the Universe, from Evan Bernstein in 2010. He says that The Skeptic's Guide to the Universe, apparently it's a podcast, listener Ward McCreary of Southern California has recently made me aware of a scam called FireburnDoctor.com. A cursory Google search has revealed that FBD has been on the radar of the skeptics for about a year now. But before I went to find out which of my favorite intrepid skeptics or skeptical organizations out there in Webland has taken the lead on this bunk, I delved into the fantasy of FBD alone and unafraid. Free instant burn recovery blazes the headline of their homepage.
Yeah.
Call an 818 number, that's Los Angeles, within the first 30 minutes of exposure. No pain, grafting, scarring, or risk. There's an all-caps appeal to mothers, but not fathers, to call if your child is burned by fire, laser, explosion, or scalding water. Perhaps best of all, you don't even need to call. You can text and email in your burn emergency, assuming those means are more accessible in this time of excruciating pain, panic, and injury. Be sure to include the victim's correct name, date of birth, and place of birth. Or simply text or email a picture of the victim with no additional information required. Next comes their link to their very own public service announcement. I have to give FBD credit for this one. It's very effective, yet equally transparent, to usurp the public's perception of PSAs. That takes some chutzpah. It's also a red flag that a storm of pseudoscience is brewing. According to FBD, their PSA says, quote, contains vital information on the burn eradication project that saves lives and stops the terrible pain, suffering, and disfigurement from burns. Using a state-of-the-art process that bypasses the deleterious effects of burns at a phenomenal rate, for free, from a distance, with no risk, drastically reducing the need for expensive medical procedures, unquote.
It sounds like a bunch of hokey, kooky bullcrap, right?
Yeah, sounds too good to be true.
But I don't particularly see, I mean, you know, I don't see a problem if they are not charging anything for it. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they're going to give your text number out and they're going to sell it to somebody,
you know,
and you're getting all kinds of stupid texts or something like that. I have no idea.
Yeah, that's a good point, Mark. Maybe this is some sort of data mining operation. I don't know. But, I guess I see where you're coming from. If grandma is in the background, like, okay, little kid gets burned, right? Because kids probably get burned pretty commonly. Little kid gets burned, mom's taking care of the burn, or dad's taking care of the burn by, you know, cooling it down, running it under some cool water, put an ice pack on it, or whatever the, you know, the best effective thing to do is. Google says that cooling the burn is the most important thing to do first. So holding it under cool but not cold running water. So maybe an ice pack, not the best idea. Don't take your medical advice from me, folks. But anyway, so you got one parent treating the issue. Maybe grandma or somebody who's in the background who can't really help with anything. If they send a text message to the fireburn doctor, then I guess there's no real harm, right? But if a parent decides that they're going to text the fireburn doctor first and foremost rather than applying immediate aid to the child,
that sounds
then I would
ludicrous.
Say there's a problem with that, right?
That sounds ludicrous.
Yeah. So, you know, and certainly you're not going to want to use your kid as the test case to see if this process works and, like, not treat the burn either. Just
it sounds like a bad idea.
Putting faith in this fireburn doctor person. Anyway, so we just shared with you some of the excerpts from their PSA, and the Rogues Gallery continues with their post. They say, I know you've gotten the gist of what's going on here by now, but go ahead and keep pursuing their website. Or perusing, rather, their website. Read their sections called News, Protocol, and their 20 or so pages of testimonials. According to FBD lead enthusiast Allison McDermott, lady that called earlier, her name was Allison.
Yeah.
Their state-of-the-art process, she claims, uses a remote technology based on ancient science, unquote.
According to the ancient science.
Yeah. According to the JRF's quick blog post about this technology back in December of 2009.
She ever noticed how the people that, you know, perhaps aren't using science really want to appropriate that term?
Science?
Yeah, science has some great branding behind it.
Our process is science-y.
Yeah, and we employ scientific methods.
She explains that the fireburn doctor uses a burn victim's name, age, and location to, quote, locate that person in the sea of consciousness, unquote, and override the self-destruct signal emitted by his or her brain when a burn occurs, thereby activating the body's power to heal itself. That's the claim. Now, so basically what
the
we have
the body will
here,
heal itself when it comes to burns.
That's
the question
true.
Is,
how
will
quickly?
It be 1 second faster if you bother to text this number?
And, of course, the only way to know that would be to actually test in some sort of a study where you can check between.
No, I think you can pretty easily just dismiss this out of hand as nonsense.
Well, yes, obviously.
But if you don't want to dismiss it out of hand as nonsense, feel free. Do whatever you want.
All right, but there's more to say about this claim here. And if you want to share your thoughts, you can join us. Our toll-free number is 855-453, 855-450-3733. More nonsense analysis.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock's CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
When the most powerful and destructive witch in 13th century France chooses a successor, her frightened young protege, Lyanna, escapes into the wild. Pursued by witch hunters, the town watch, and her mistress, Lyanna's only hope is a pair of newly returned crusaders, one with PTSD, the other a complete rascal. The Witch's Hand by Wendy Joseph is a cut above the usual sword and sorcery fare. Available now at your favorite booksellers or visit WendyJosephWrites.com.
Attention, all men.
Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 salt palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.